Continental Tires, AFL Trade Radio. The Early Trade for Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer, keeping you safe on the roads. And for Bunnings, find out how Bunnings Trade can help your business at bunnings.com.au/trade.
A trade news update for Beaumont Tiles.
It is time now for a trade news update for Beaumont Tiles. Spoken a little bit about Western Bulldogs midfielder Patrick Lipinski. He's informed the club that he's seeking a trade. The 23-year-old is expected to join Collingwood in the upcoming trade period. He played 56 games in 5 years with the club and just 12 this season, and found it hard to cement a spot in the team's strong midfield. The Bulldogs offered Lipinski a deal to stay with the club and are expected to drive a hard bargain with the Magpies, despite the fact Lipinski, who was picked 28 in the 2016 National Draft, will get more opportunities at Collingwood, and the Pies should be pretty happy with that. So Collingwood's draft hand, Lordo, when you look at it, is 36, 39, 41, 45. But of course, a lot of those picks need to go to the points for Dacos when that bid does come. So once again, it's going to be difficult to get a deal done, and it's probably going to involve, you know, perhaps a future second round pick or something of that ilk to try and satisfy the Bulldogs for Patrick Lipinski.
That's right, Kano. So you just wonder whether they'll have that player in mind that they need to trade out the Collingwood Footy Club just to improve that, you know, 36, 39, 41, 45. So Dacos comes in, Lipinski, Kruger from Geelong, sounds like he's going there as well, but you just wonder who will have to go out to try and improve some of those draft pick numbers.
I don't mind this text coming through in relation to Richmond and their midfield. So I see Richmond's midfield as a massive problem for them. It hasn't been spoken about a lot, but the injuries that they've had through their the demographic of that midfield, and the fact you would think, you know, Dustin Martin probably continues to play more centre forward. This one I didn't mind in relation to Richmond's. Is there any way, boys, that Richmond can get a deal done where they keep their early first round pick but still get Jager O'Meara from Hawthorn? Would Hawthorn take Caddy in a deal perhaps? So it's not going to be O'Meara for Caddy, but I don't mind the fact that Richmond will be looking to bolster that midfield and still keep a hold of that first pick, which is pick 7. But do they use 15, which is a good pick, and 26 to try and get something happening in terms of a mature player through that midfield? They've already got Tarrant. You feel like Damien Hardwick is still all in with, you know, at least another roll of the dice with this list. But midfield support, I reckon, Lordo, is going to be vital for Richmond, and see if they can get anything done through there in this trade period.
So why would Hawthorn let go Mitchell or O'Meara? And if they did, Kane, which one would you prioritise more so out of those two?
I'd probably prioritise Mitchell just for consistency. And yeah, look, it's. I think they both have attributes, don't they? But why would they let one of them go? Is because I see them as completely rebuilding. And O'Meara at the age of, I'm just going to guess here, so don't shoot me down if I'm wrong, at the age of 28, 29, you know, is he going to be at Hawthorn for their next finals push? Probably not. And I think I'd be desperate if I was the Hawks to continue to add to this draft hand. 5, 21, 24 is nice, but I reckon they need to do what Melbourne have done and add two elite players, young players, through the draft. And to do that, you're going to have to give up a Mitchell or Gunston or an O'Meara to make that happen.
It was interesting. It was written in the Herald Sun. It could have been Johnny Ralph, but sorry, Johnny, if it wasn't you yesterday. But it was around that Tom Mitchell has interest, but O'Meara and Wingard don't. That was his intel at this stage. So that was interesting around how I see O'Meara. But I still, while he hasn't been what they would have hoped for, I still saw some really strong signs from O'Meara with his blind breaking this year. So I think he'd be a fantastic pickup for a club who felt they were close to winning a premiership.
So Lordo set me a task in terms of a list this morning, and it was a bit on the spot, but it's on the back of Darren Burgess joining the Adelaide Football Club and Matt Rendell saying that it is the best pickup in terms of any trade that's going to be done between the clubs in this trade period. So the head of high performance from Melbourne was there not for a long period of time, just from 2019 to 2021, delivered a premiership for the D's, has now announced the worst kept secret in football that he's returning, or that he's coming back to Adelaide to join the Crows. Big get for them. Who is most important on this list? The coach, the CEO, the list manager, the fitness man, and the club's best player, from 5 down to 1. So, Lordo, let's go through this now. We've got just a little bit of time to do that. Number 5, I've gone your club's best player. I just, in a team game, when there's 40-odd players on a list, when there's 22 that take the park, you can get away with missing your best player. We've seen it with Franklin at Hawthorn, still winning a premiership. We've seen it with Geelong and Gary Ablett still being able to cope if you lose your best player. Now, clearly they're highly important, but that's the way that it's sort of... Any arguments there? Feel free to argue this.
No, not at this stage because keep going.
Okay, so number 4, I've gone... And once again, I mean, these people are all vital. I've gone the list manager at number 4. There's a lot that goes into building a list, and it's not just the list manager. So there's a list management committee of every club would be different, but I would think it's 5 to 6 people that meet at regular intervals throughout the season. So it's not just the one person that's making these calls. It's the recruiting manager, it's the coach, it's the CEO, it's the footy manager that sits on this list. So I think the responsibilities are divided amongst the list management panel. But clearly a good one makes a huge difference. 3, the CEO. Now, I'm just looking at the importance of winning. So CEO, you know, so many vital roles, of course, financially, corporately within the footy club. So I'm not necessarily focusing on that. I'm just in terms of what is most important to winning premierships and winning on game day, the CEO number 3. I've gone the fitness man number 2. Now, this is from a playing perspective. You would speak to the fitness coach more than you would speak to any other member of the football department. It would be, for me, it was a daily conversation. Other players would be different, but they are across everything and they are controlling everything from what you eat to how many kicks you have during the week, for how long you train, for your sleep, for your diet, for your mood. So I just, you know, in terms of psychologically for a player, if you've got a good fitness coach, the boost that they can give you is enormous. And I've been fortunate enough to have, you know, 2 of the best in the competition. And one was Andrew Russell, who was vital in 2004 premiership, and the other Darren Burgess for a long period of time. So I've gone them at number 2, and I still think the coach is the most important. Did you differ from any of those? So coach number 1, fitness man number 2, the CEO number 3, the list manager number 4, and your club's best player number 5 in terms of importance.
I don't think there's any right or wrong, Kano.
No, agree.
And that's where I think I'm with you on the senior coach, because I think he dictates the environment and the mood within your football club. But I'm just... Yeah, when I'm looking at Craig McRae, though, this is where I'm probably contradicting myself.
Mm.
What's going on at board level, I think, can really filter down to the players and the coaching staff. Where, say, for example, David Teague, he might say, "What chance have I got when there's all this backroom stuff going on? There's no real consistency up there." Whereas now, I think with Brian Cook coming on, I think with his experience, they're going to settle down. And Kane Little, I really rate Kane Little, but he was a younger CEO and maybe board were going off in too many different directions. Brian Cook coming in, it allows for a coach to get a greater opportunity. That's what I don't think Craig McRae has at this point. He has board factions fighting and it doesn't look like it's settling anytime soon. And Tim Watson once said early in the morning about the Bombers, and I don't think he realised how big it was going to be. He said, "The fish rots at the head." And it became massive for him because everyone at Essendon was going, "You're talking about me, you're talking about me." But what chance did James Hurd and all these people have, or whoever the coach was, or Matty Knights it could have been, where the board and everyone at the top wasn't going too well? So it's so important.
So would you rather be Michael Voss or Craig McRae right now? Your first, just say it was your first coaching opportunity, which club would you have chosen if you had the choice?
I think Michael, because most times you get a senior coaching job, the club is a mess in terms of the playing. You're starting from the bottom. Sam Mitchell, like, it's sort of going to be hard yards for Sam. It's going to be hard for Craig. Whereas, Michael, you can walk into Cripps. Should be, I won't start with Cripps. Walsh in the prime of his career. Wiedering in the prime of his career. Mackay, prime of his career. Charlie Curnow played 4 or 5 games. Plus you're throwing Liam Jones. Plus you're throwing Patrick Cripps. The list goes on and on, I suppose, with players who are, and then you've got Adam Sard. You hope Williams is going to be better for the run. So, yeah, I think he comes in at a pretty good time, Bossy.
Good job to get. Yeah. And Adam Chera also, which we'll wait and see when he officially announces his destination. G'day, guys. Dylan Scheel isn't going anywhere. Zach has been delisted. Scheel will play in a wing with his speed and still being able to play inside when needed, says Jeremy in Queensland. Keep those texts coming through on 0419 187 323. But better still, who's going to be our first caller of the morning? The Kogan Mobile open line 1300 23 55 48. There are lines available right now. So your calls and Lordo's list on the other side of this. You are listening to Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio.
You're listening to Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio. Continental Tires, when everything counts, counts on Continental.